Rosh Hashanah Gemara, Mel the Melacha of Toichen. There seem to be at least four different ways you can change something that's a salad into a different level. Either you can take a salad, number one, and make it rach, soften it. You can take an apple and press it together. The second thing is you can take a salad and cut it up into pieces. A third level is you do something called Chinah Gemura. You can pulverize it, ground it up into the level of Kemach, flour. The fourth thing is you can take a salad and change it into a liquid. Change the mamash to liquid, squeeze out peiros, the juice from that. So the question is, what is nichel in the category of toichen? So first level, again, softening something. Make something hard, soft. So, speaks out the Chaznish, he says, the melacha of toichen is to grind it up into pieces. Softening it, that's not nichel in the melacha of toichen. Therefore, the Eidl Masorah Moshe discussing the idea of taking a banana and mashing it. He does not understand what's it sad to be chishis between the sugi of toichen. The whole idea of mashing it, usually you take a banana, you press it together, and you feed the child. It only be pressed together, and he points out even the Chaznish, the Maisei agrees to this Yisoid. Now, avadim, you press something together and it falls apart, and then the outside juices sticks it back together. That's not the idea of softening it, that's breaking apart and putting it back together. But the idea, the concept of pressing something, making something soft, that's not nichel in the get of toichen. Aleph. Chaznish agrees to that, he himself says it, and Moshe asks, why did he not extend it to bananas? And the way how the Swarm pointed out, simply an argument, what the ghetto of softening is. That means he agrees to Yisoid, but maybe there's a certain level that went out of that Yisoid.
The argument that saying Chaznish bananas is a problem.
Right? Chaznish himself said bananas is a problem.
Even if you can't,
he writes it.
Even if you can't live without that?
Yes, softening is not toichen. Now, so when one gets involved, he says, there seems to be an argument where do we switch out of that category. But everyone agrees, softening is not toichen. Aleph. Second, cutting something to dak, taking vegetables that way. So the Rambam in Parag Zayin, when discusses the idea of Ovatin told us, he says the av of toichen is making gufen harbe, making a lot of particles. Mashiach either told us something doim lezer, explains the Graz and Simichin Aleph. The av negeh to toichen is when you take something and you make it mamish into small pieces, a shinei legami from what it was. Mashiach either told us doim lezer is making it into small pieces. That means something when you mishan it, making the flour, that's mamish making at least what it was, making it a pad over here, that's the avshaboy. The tolda is what's cutting into very small pieces. So we have a second level here of cutting into very small pieces that is toichen, that's the tolda of toichen. Now in this level over here, we spoke already, that there are five heterim of klon flowing around over here. The kizur came out, I feel the seder of Shulchan Aruch. Number one, the idea of shina gomer, that's the gemon kufnim aleph and aleph. That Avadim Paskin, even by Shabbos, applies to the Yisrael over here, number one. Number two, the head of Engdule Karko speaks on the Tshuva Tadeshim, to Machlokes by Shayuokes, but the min, when it's not Dule Karko, only we should agree, not Nechel Ged of Isser Toichen. Number three, the idea of Toichen Ba'ichen, to Machlokes the Mambu Shoinim, Pasha Ba'chus Shokol, we Paskin over here, it's Chayiv, says the Mechab and Sifid Beis, how will be Messiah that Shito? Number four, the idea of Toichen Achat Toichen, also Machlokes among the Rishonim, we be Ikat Paschal Kulo the Ramah, a Gam is a Chayodim the Chadish, one say Dafka Betzir La'altar. And number five, the Gedna Suga of La'altar itself, we have the Raj B'duran, the Momig Na'alok Lamaisi to be Makel, the those from the Fakvek, the words of the Mishnebura, by Yorkis, Nokidu Gdalas Ksas, or maybe by onions, and we have to a case of Gdalas Ksas. Now that's again the second level, a case of cutting to small pieces. Third level, at Chinah Gemura. That means you pulverize, grind something up in the case of Kemach over here. That is the Av. That's the Ikim Malach over here. The question will be, the five Klom, we just said until now, the five Eterim, do they apply also for the case in the gate of the Av? Maybe yes, maybe no. That's going to be a very important question. The fourth level, the idea of changing a salad to liquid, that's basically the idea of taking a fruit and squeezing it out. Speaks out the Achronim, the Rishonim and others. They say, about that's the Geder of Mefarik, of Tolda of Dosh, the Moloch of Schit over here. We never see Nichol in the Geder of Toichen. Therefore, changing himself to liquid is in the, under a different Moloch of Schit. Not in the Geder to us. Maybe you can give an example. You take garlic, and you put it in your matzah, and you smear it on. You put it on your bread, and on your toast, and you smear it on. What's the question discussing over here? What Moloch is under? If it's al Schit, because my Eichel Eichel, it should not be a problem. Maybe it's nichel in the category of toichen. You're grinding up to small pieces over here. So you could argue and say, what is this? Mamish ke'in the idea of a liquid. And therefore it could be mutar on Shabbos, no problem. Now the Nishma Shabbos points out L'chor before Shemachaber the way in Siman Shin Yud Ches in Sif Yutas is crossing putting Shum on top of a tzli mitzad Isser Bishul. Why Bishul? Why not mitzad the Isser of the idea of Teichens? He says Almighty is no Isser. But the way he explained Nishma Shabbos, why that's so, one time it's not Nikola in him in the other, no one sees it. You see maybe a shorn on your matzah, a shorn on your bread, but it's not there. Command the lesson, Domi. He said a different word. L'chor could be old, maybe that's the same idea over here. They're taking a salt to liquid, it's not Nikola get of Teichens. Shum, garlic, right? You take Zayn, you take all the time. You take garlic, you take pieces, and you rub it on your matzah. I see you.
So
it disappears.
It has to be
soft
over there.
It doesn't come apart.
No, don't be soft. You get a raw piece of garlic.
No.
I watched my father do it. A raw piece of garlic and put on the toast on the matzah and you get shmiz on. It crumbles and comes into shine. If this is getting with gala, you can't. This is it. So as it came out, we have four levels over here. So number one, pressing the mice is not taking mice that's mutter. Doc, there's a case of a tolder. We have four out of the five etarium. The gate, the sugar of the av itself. Killing more will have a shallow beyond that time over here. In the case of we have a liquid, not necessarily get a teichen, which is a the liquid. To Maktim, Berg, 75 years ago, going to Rabbi Noman Zilber, Zatzal, he's known for marrying the Sram Benom Osnidbru, he has 14 volumes. He wrote a Sefer Bris Eilam on Shabbos. He wrote the Makar Baseball on Chai Odom. He has numerous Sram out there. So he passed away by Eric 13 years ago. He wrote in the tone in the newspaper in 1946 in the Arkon Hatznuvo that he wrote different halachas in the newspaper. He was a young man and he wrote the idea of mashing bananas on Shabbos to some sudosai the mice its water. Take a fork, some sudosai, there's no problem. Kemal the Chaznish, the God of Hador, he passed away in 1954. He was a Hador and he wrote to Rabbi Noam Zilber and says, what he wrote in the newspaper is incorrect. You mean Machi Klaisol, the Chunan Isidar Isol. Someone told him, maybe, or maybe he did. With a loch aspect. He read a loch aspect. So, there is a bunch of letters back and forth between the Chaznish and Rabbi Noam Zilber about this question. I have to realize this is a good old door, and this is a young place to go over here. Now, in the Gate Electricity, we saw that Shlomo Zalman and the Chaznish had letters. There's two, three paragraphs written back to Shlomo Zalman to get the idea of electricity. And everyone's Isaac in these letters over here, the two, three paragraphs of Chaznish. Here in the Meiser, there are six pages of letters that the Chaznish wrote back to Rabbi Noam Zilber. If you want to print the Chuvah Zikstavim over there, and Simon Nun Hei through Simon Nun Ches, the four letters written back to him. Then the Simon Nun Tes, what he wrote in Archaim and Simon Zayin. And Rabbi Noam Zilber printed it already in the Sefer Oz Nidru and Chelab Beis, Simon Alpha onwards in the 1970s. That means these Chuvahs have been around in print for over 50 years already. What the Chaznish wrote, Mamish, Bariches, not just a couple of paragraphs over here. And they get the sugar of Teuchen. If there's an issue of mashing bananas, he wrote in the paper, the Mises Mutal Alter, and he came along with some Mises and Chanush as a Shashkir Khatis. Now, the question is, what is the Shail over here? That means, we have the head over here of four or five Eterim, they get cutting small pieces. The question is, how do you apply it when the case of the Chinah Gemurah? So go step by step. The first case of Chukunar, you have a case of Shina Gomer. That means you take the handle of a knife, you mash it down, we pass an iman chamas, the mice at smutter. Even that question, does that apply only by making small pieces, or even to grind up into small pieces? Is it cunning? Yeah, and if you're looking at Ida's safer, he told him Moshe of this chasnish. And he quotes the chasnish. Moshe quotes the chasnish in Shuba, he writes back. He said, he quotes the chasnish. So fine, number one.
And then he still holds it?
Number one, step by step. First, is there a heter by Tchina Gemur by the first Yisoid of Shina Gomer? So the before Shita Sefta, that the Rishonim, the place can bring down, the discussing is the idea of Shina Gomer only by Yontov or even by Shabbos? The Sefta writes, Ein Muraskin Develo Ugrogis Chugim Lefnez Zekainim B'Shabbos. The words are black and white in the case of Shabbos. Ava Muraskiku B'yan Shalan Sakin Beit Zaporiv Ein Echashish. The words of the Sefta is, you let it grind something up, pulverize it. When the case of the Yad Shel Sakin, or this wooden spoon over here, So the Rishonim are bringing down this Tosefta, mitzad the idea that applies even to Shabbos. But we see the idea over here that even to Murasik, to pulverize something, L'maisis Mutter. So it's clear the Heter of Shini Gomer applies by something that's being pulverized. Making the Kemach L'maisis Mutter, that's black and white, Tosefta. Now, what is Nichol again of Shini Gomer? I assume the Ilm Surah Moshe and the Chazanish, and they seem to argue negata the handle of a spoon. Was Nichol negata of the Shinoi? Is the handle the Shinoi? Or the Kaf Nichol negata of a Shinoi? That means if Shlomo Zalman and the Shmir Shabbos, if you have a choice, which one is the Shinoi? Do the Kaf and mash it down, that's a Shinoi. Because it's hard to do with the Kaf and over the handle of the spoon. Mash Enke the Chazanish, and the Vazan say, no, you do with the handle of the spoon, and that's a Shinoi, and not with the Kaf. Now Moshe and Shuvah, he says, of course the Chazanish doesn't understand. What's harder to go do? It's harder to do the calf over the handle. Why is the handle nichol neged of Shinoi? One saying, maybe pshat the Chazanish, you look for Kalolius, what do you usually use? Use the spoon. Like in this case, it might be the case over here. It's harder with the calf. Maise, at the end of the day, he says, I hold Maise as no baya, I'm mashing bananas. The Chazanish, he Maise holds as a baya, but do the case of a handleless spoon. It says, Echlamik, do look at the Chazanish, do the handleless spoons. I hold it down to Shini anyway. According to me, you don't need it. According to him, you do the case of a handleless spoon. Poseidon, let's do both. But he doesn't understand why I do it like that. But that's how he comes out. That means everyone agrees Shini Gama works. Then they get involved. What do the case of a handleless spoon? The second Hatter.
According to
the
much of the bottom line,
it does go like this. He says, why not do the handle of a spoon?
Sounds familiar.
So he holds not a Shinoi.
Who acts as mashing the banana?
Chasnish. Unless you do the Shinoi Gomer.
Oh, with a Shinoi.
He asked a question on the
Chasnish. And Ramashan holds without a Shinoi, you could also mash.
He said, because the Chasnish, why not? Just do the handle of the spoon.
From his question, when Ramashan holds the Medina, you can then mash without a Shinoi.
He holds that's the halacha, but why not do that and handle the spoon? That's the Shinoi Gomer.
Why should always do a handle of the spoon?
The Moshal is not the Chalget of a Shinoi. Except over here by banana, we don't need no Isser Teichim, might as well.
From his question on the Chazanish, it's Mashma Sam Shinoi Gomer. Because he says.
Right, he correct. He says it's not Shinoi Gomer, except I hold you do not need by bananas to do any Shinoi. It's more to press it down. You want to get the Chazanish, get his sheet to do the handle of the spoon.
Why not?
But he holds not a Shinoi. He says, according to me, Mutter. According to the Chazanish, handle of the spoon. So fine.
It doesn't make
it. Second point over here. The case of something is not dula karka, is a heter of something that's tchina gemura. You want to destroy something, again, mash it down. That means rather negate the eggs, or liver, or meat, or cheese. So we point out last time, the slate of the heter of the Trumas Hadeshin is really a build-up. That means the Beis Yosef, how he explains it, and the Taz, the Maravav, the Shmuel of those, and the Chanish, all explain it's a build-up over here. That means negate the Teichel of Eichlin, Smachlikes among the Rishonim, Teisus, the Rosh, and the Chanan, will say there's no it's a Teichel of Eichlin. Therefore, maybe the whole time Machlik is only in the Geya to Eichel that's Gdule Karko. Eichel that's not Gdule Karko. The Maisa will have the Hetzel of Kuli Alma because this min is not Nichol the Geya of Teichel. Says the Chumash Hadeshin, but let's say we have an Akinto that Teisus himself agrees the Maisa will be also. He says, for example, let's say a case over here when you have Basar Chai, that even Teisus agrees that it will be also. Because it's tzarech to do an act of tzarechin, since it's tzarech that way, in the case of the kuli alma, therefore one of the heter things that not do the karko. They have a pasuk in Shemot Hadeshin, Bosa Chai Lefnei Oifes, Rota Halalocha, Rekamlum Ta'aser. Because here we don't have the build up, because maybe the kuli alma Rekamlum Ta'aser. That means you have to realize very clear this malach, that if you do not have the heter tzarechin ba'eichlin, you won't have the heter something that's not do the karko. Of course, in Shemot Hadeshin that way. If so, if the Chanish does not hold a Teichel Ba'eichlin when you grind it up, when you do Tchina Gemurah, which he does hold, you will never have to have things that are not Dula Karko. So very clearly, this one point out, when the Chanish is no heter of things that are not Dula Karko, the idea of to do Tchina Gemurah. Okay, because you have to realize it's a build-up. Number one, if the situation is that first is to be a Machloikis is Tchina Ba'eichlin, and then if there's that, in this Machloikis, maybe the Kulam is not Dula Karko. When it gets is no machlekes, which Chanish will say in this situation in Tchina Gemara, there won't be any heter, things not do the karko. Now, at least the question over here is a case of Teichen by Eichlin. That means, when we came out, Avadis machlekes. Rech Choshish L'chumra, B'machmer with Machaber, is Chayiv. However, we are Mestar of the Shito. See, Numas Tom, we have to come on to the side of Teichen by Eichlin and apply or not. The question is, is there a machlokes among the shoinin by Tchina Gemara by Teichem Oichnan? Well, there is no machlokes of shoinin, but every piece of the mice is also. That's the shaila. Kabul Chaznish, and he wants to be right from Yishami, a Tesepta, a Toysvis. He wants to say everyone agrees there's no heter at Tchina Ba'ichlan. There's no heter all the Rishonim. He first quotes Yishami discussing by the case of Shum by garlic. The Yishami over there says there's someone who disconnects the garlic from the leaves over here, Nechal Ged of Dosh. You separate Nechal Ged of Bairo. You do the act of Tchikav Ducha, you even the Issa the rights of Toychan. Now, the case of garlic. Speaks out for the Chanish, the more brachas. It's other from the case of Chaim when it's through over here. Or Kamal was saying, even the Issa of Teichen. I want to have the head of its Eichlin, its food over here. So it must be Taisus, and the Rebbe Chanan of the Rosh to say that the head of Teichen by Eichlin only applies to the case of cutting it. Masha Enki, in the case of grinding it, that the Svar to Mechal between the case of cutting versus grinding. Is you have to realize the ikim locha of it making a Tchina Gemurah thing, the av is grinding it, to making it a Tchina Gemurah. Masha Enki the Toldo is what is big pieces and small pieces. It's really the same thing, better. So it's the same thing will have a heter ba'eichlan. Otherwise, something is a whole Tchina, the gamin, the mohus of the dover, won't have this heter. The other Chanish wants a taina, negate the Tchina Gemurah, there is no heter, v'ray yisham in the case of Shum. Where they point out, there's a Mishnah mouth discussing on Pesach, the person take bread. Grind it up, throw it inside the wind, blow it out. It's custom inside the sugya of Zohar. By him inside the sugya of winnowing. Speaks out of Mishul Melech, but Maiseh, Aaron agrees that over the Issim inside the sugya of Teichen. I said, now bring your right in the case of Taisus. Taisus enough, Kufi Dalit. Explain to the Shemus Adam, what is the right in the case of Taisus? We have Taisus that I now said by Shai Yerokas, the Maiseh is going to be mortar. Taisus Kufi Dalit, the Maiseh says, there's no heter by the case of Shai Yerokas. Only with big pieces, now in the case of small pieces. What's the chilek between the two? Says the Chayodim, called the Mishnah Melech, by the case in Kuf Yudalad, it's with very small pieces, you grind and get to Tchilek Mamish. Echnami, there is no heter. The Gemara of Ayindal, we're making big pieces, then there is a heter. That means even the Rishon who says the Mishnah Melech, we're telling the Chayodim, is being maskim, that the idea of Toichim Ba'ochlin is going to be also when Tchilek Gemara. We're making very, very, very small, dark, it's more than the mice, there is no heter. Therefore, this mouth, the Bris Moshe goes, the fall goes this way. There's no heter, but Eichel and Kuli Alma bet Chinah Gemurah.
So
it's not just a Chazanish,
it's a
Mishnah Melech. Yeah. Now, there is before Shachar Shulchan, that's this way. He does speak out, Mali Ristuk, Mali Chituk, there's no difference. We'll say about the Meister, is the same exact heter. But the Meister Chazanish says there is no heter. Now, the question is, how do you answer the Yishalmi? Again, we're coming in from Mishnah Melech. We spoke out so far of Yishalmi, of the places of Mishnah Melech. The Ikkar Kashi, you have to answer Yishalmi. So, one of the Masham Kamlum says, who says the Bible agrees? Who says? Maybe we come along to argue. We say, we pass like this. Very simple. One other way, the Ikkar Talon is, Yishalmi, they want to machalik dafka garlic. They want to tell you that Ikkar Shimush of garlic is to be a spice. That's the ikar functions that way. So you grind up, you make it something that's kamach, that's the main thing. So you chai for it. Even in the case of the maestro, it's oichel. But the ikar tzur of the oichel is to be grounded up. So you can either when it's chai, it might be very good that way. But the ikar function is when it's ground up to be a case of a spice. Mashiach, in all other cases, you eat it just as well chai or before you grind up or after you grind up, making the beast over here, there's no difference. The one time there is no svarta mechalik over here. So they won't disagree with the rice in the case of Yishalmi. The Mnokaraya, in the case of the Tesefta, Tesefta is brought down by the Ramah over here, with a drop of different lotion. The word Tesefta is, in Muraskin, Devela, Gregus, Uchurum, Lefnei, Zekain, and Beshabbos. You can't Murasik these different things over here, the figs and dates, boxed in front of the Zekainim. The Murasik means Nechon together of you're coming to pulverize over here. Maiso is a case of Eichel. Why in the world, by the case of Eichel, we're coming along to be at Mach over here, according to Rishon Lehul Maisot, to be Mekel. So the Chor, it's a Chor Tais of the Rosh, the Ben Echanal, there is no Issa Teichel Ba'eichlin, but before Shere to step, it says not this way. It says the Chadnish, two ways to answer, either it's the Kenim Shani, or it says, right, it says, is the sign over here, that by Teichel Ba'eichlin, all we should agree was that Chinah Gemur, there won't be any Heter. So come down again, we have Chadnish, again, comes out, either with Taisus over here, upon Mishnah Melech, or we have Yishami or Tesefta, he wants to say there is no Het Teichim Eichlin, and therefore come out if all Rishonim agree there's no Het Teichim Eichlin, which is also not much of a kamina, but anyway, the main of kamina is gedula karko. There'll be no heck of anything in gedula karko. And again, if the side over here of gedula karko means had a build up, there has to be a machlekes by teichem ba'ichlan. It comes out the kol nechanish. There is no such shito by teichem ba'ichlan. It comes out there is no heck of anything in gedula karko. The next story, the fourth story, is their heter, the sugya of toichen achat toichen. So again, the case of the Mishnah Melech discussing over there of grinding up bread and throwing it into the wind. And the Kamlum says, we might see a bayam inside the sugya of toichen. So we see over there that chinuk board is not applying by toichen achat toichen, brought down again by the chayotam. And therefore, the Chanish wants to disagree, first of all, that he holds all heter of toichen achat toichen, but Klolis he disagrees, but he says he can only start it with the heter of the altar. They get to the Chazanish and hold there is no hetel altar. Therefore, there is no hetel of Teuchen Achat Teuchen. If you grind up fully, was that we discussed? That's Yishalmi. That's another question. Yishalmi says, don't give to when you're chayim for it. Now, the Meister negates this in the Teuchen Achat Teuchen. In Simon Tofman Vov, the person can do this cause about grinding up and throwing inside the wind. And they discuss all the time the sugya of the Zohar. Speaks out the Yayim, it's the Master Shekel. What happens inside the sugya of Teuchen? Teuchenami. It's why it's left out, because ain't Teuchen Achat Teuchen. They clearly disagree, even when they grind something up over here. Brought down by Mishnah Berurah. Void. Mishnah Melech wants to bring a Rai in the case of Pas of Teuchen Achat Teuchen, the Gehem Teuchen Nach Kufi Yadalit. Speaks out the people going by us, the Teuchen Shabbos by us, what's a Dimian? One's the sugya of Teuchen Achat Teuchen, the sugya of Pas, the Gehem Sugya of Yerokis. How can you put the two together? They were the Kamlum to disagree, and they see clearly that they hold that there is a Heter Teuchen Achat Teuchen by the Chinuch Gemurah. That means there is a clear machlokes the Chanish Udiima and the Chayodim holds there is no Heter Teuchen Achat Teuchen by the Chinuch Gemurah. Masha Enke the Pirim Godim, Masha Shekel Yaivus holds there is a Heter Teuchen Achat Teuchen by the Chinuch Gemurah. The last Heter, the idea of La Alter, is there a Heter of La Alter by the Chinuch Gemurah? So again, the Kamlum the Chaznish, Simon Zayin, and he says, points out. The words of the Tosefta is not to marasik it, only in case of Shinigomer, when Lefnei has the Kainim. Pashal Lefnei has the Kainim means there's a Kainim are there, as saying there is no Heter. Elamai, tell me no, Lavdaka the Tosefta means for later on? He says, what? The Tosefta can set you up to make a mistake? What do you think that's going to set you up to make a mistake? And the Oedim, the Tosefta goes up further and says, what's the Heter? Shinigomer. So the Heter, the case of Lavdaka over here. So it must be clear that everyone agrees there is no Hetel Alter. Either Rashba, yeah, the Rashba holds you have a Hetel. What small pieces over here? Why? Big pieces, small pieces, not much of a Shinoi. It's Kain the Ikim Lachal. Mashenke, when you grind something up, it's Mamshet Tura Acheres over here. It's a Tikkun Oichel over here. That the Maisi Oivin Isser, even Alter, even according to the Rashba, there's no Chelik over here. No, Shinigomer does. I said the first, the only one he holds is Shinigomer. That's the portion of the Sefer. Of the five, will hold of one of them. And the others are being down Loch Lamaises. Shon Shon Balacha, Emir Yoshev, Gris Eilam, they're being down, there is no Heter La Altar. Now, Asal Hashedi, Ramosho, if you look at the Shiloh that was Esther Ramosho, that means not printed in English Moshe, but of either. He went to, he asked him, Maisa, there's a Chadnish. He wants to say there's a Chilim in the case of Tchina Gemurah, whereas the case is not Tchina Gemurah, a case of stop pieces. And he wondered, what Taina is it Surah, is it Shin Lagufa Indian? And one Maisa, big pieces, small pieces over here. So Maisa came along from Moshe, and he writes back very clearly, he says, numerous rise against the Chadnish. He says, number one, he says, the idea of bringing the Nehaz Akedim, so look at the Pirim Godim. He really points this out. The Pirim Godim disagrees with the Chaznish. He says, what means the Fez of Kainim? He says, L'aniach l'achazman. The black and white Chaznish over here. That's Aleph. Black and Pirim Godim over here. Second says, where is the Makor for Heter L'Altar? Says the going, the Makor is before Shem Mishnah and Daf Kufnun Hei. The Mishnah over there says, Ein Muraskin, not the Shachas, not Charuvim. Explains Gemara, what's the Issa being Murasik? Are we so ready, Al Ashra Ochlo, Al Tircha to make an Oichel over here? Discussing it Murasek, which is Tchina Gemurah over here, Tchina Gemurah, and the Issa says, Gemurah is the Issa Dirabonon of Tircho, of making food. By the way, you're saying there's no Issa inside the Sugya of Teuchen. It's clear, the Goyim's Maramok of a Heter La'Altar, that's Goyim says, that's the Makor, is this mission over here. A case of me Murasek. Well, if you want, a third Makor, the Mishmuan Sevchet says, you want to take salt and pulverize it, grind up in small very pieces over here, with the kli over here, he says he can't do a mitzvah. He's using a kli miyuchlakach. But otherwise, he had to make very small pieces. So the ma'aseh is mutter. So when Moshe says, he argues and says, I have a prima gunim against you, I have a goin against you, a week later we have a mishmur against the Chadnish, that there is a heter of la altar even according to the Rashba. Now they do ask, let's ask, three kashas they ask against the Chadnish. One is again, the goin tzvayif in the case of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is very clear, you have a heter to Murasik, only dindu abonon. Says the goin, this is the makor for the heter of la altar. That's Murasik. So the Chadnish Lamaisi asks this question upon himself, I have a Mishnah against me, the Gemara is against him. So he wants to answer, no, we have two malchim. Either when it says amorastic, the case the Mishnah means Kedosh Ketas, the pieces here. It's not when it came to Tchina Gemurah, there are pieces over here. Or he wants to say, you know what? It means over here to soften it. No Teichen at all. We said in the first klal, to soften something is not Nichon the Parish of Teichen. You have to come out to the Issim inside the Sugya of Tircho, of Ashvi Uchlo. A second makor they want to ask upon the Chaznish, the Rivosh. The Rosh says the Orcha Shabbos. The worst case is to make cheese with a grinder, with a ribeisen. You take cheese, while you're doing it, you grind it up into very, very small pieces. That's Tchina Gemurah. So how in the world could you, Chadnish, come and say Tchina Gemurah is usher? We have a case before us, by the case of cheese, we're making Tchina Gemurah, and we're coming to Matya, only inside the circular of Uvdin Nechol. Chor, they had to Nechol again to the altar. You come and you want acid over here. I'm not clear why the Orcha Shabbos did not know that the question was ready presented to the Chaznish, and he really wrote back to Binyamin Zilber. The Chuvas again have been around for 40 years over here. Pinnock chooses to solve him, and Simon Nechasi answers back. Says, you, that you asked me before Shuri Vosh, you have to understand that when you take cheese and you grind up in this ribeisen, it's not Nechel Negedah Tchinoch. It's making the small pieces, Nechel Negedah Chitoch. Nechel Negedah told him not the Av over here. Cheese is different. If you ever take cheese, you put it into a grinder, ribeye, and it does not make it into kemach. It doesn't. It makes it small pieces. Fine, that's dak. That's a total over here. Not nichel together of the av, and therefore not nichel the question of the chinuch gemurah over here. A third makar they want to ask, one of others, or in Chas Osher, is the Rashba's makar from the altar. You look up the tshuva inside. One of the things he brings down is the Yishalmi negate the sugya of Shum. Now the case of Shumi is being morastic according to the Chaznish. And there it sounds like that's the makor for a head to the altar. So we see on Shum that's being morastic in Tchina Gemurah coming to be make over here. Might read the Rashba slowly, Lav Dafki is being arrived from the case of Teichem by Shum for the head to the altar. L'chur is discussing only right for the sugya of Losh and Makar Patish. Look at Mechaim Non, he answers this Raya, not like of Simcha Bonim. Might will come down first. Lalocho, we had a question over here. We have five Haterim we discussed negate the sugya of mechadik something dak. They apply negate the sugya of tchina gemurah. What comes out? It's over here. Number one, according to Chaznish, of the five haterim, only one of them applies. Only in the case of shina gemur. There is no heter of la altar. There is no heter of toichen ba'eichlin. There is no heter of things that are not dule karker. There is no heter of toichen achatoichen. You have one heter of shina gemur. Why? That's the sefto. We're talking about the rishonim. Avtzal Hasheni, the Aruch HaShulchan says, Mali Risik, Mali Chaytuch, Pashias, he has all the Torah. Look, that's the Pashias, could be that's the argument, that's the Stimus of Paiskim on the page. Avtzal Hashlishi, among the Paiskim, what you do have clear, that means we have the Moshe, and we have the Goyin, and we have the Prima Godim. The Chor, Avad, we have a Heter of Shina Gomer. We certainly have a Heter of La Alter. We have a Heter of Toichen Aka Toichen. I'm just not sure if we have a Heter of Toichen Baichlin and things that knock Dula Karko. He's not doing a karko. I'm not clothed as a heter from the paiskim. Only thing we have, our choshulchan says mali mali. Which means that I don't see any of the paiskim clearly argue with the Chaznish as a heter. Thinks not doing a karko. Ma'aseh Chaznish has raya. His yishalmi and the sefto. You have to answer the yishalmi and the sefto. Now go through cases. Make it practical.
Even the altar,
we don't have that heter. Does that mean only overrides or something?
Oh, so let's go through cases. Try to maybe understand it. Now, the first case I like discussing is taking eggs and mashing it on Shabbos. That means making eggs and sibyl. We mentioned a couple of weeks ago, against the Gemara of Losh, the Svarim discussed 10 Isurim deraisa on Melachos over here, and two cases there are bottom. When they discuss the Melach of Teichen, everyone discusses cutting the onions very, very small. What happens inside the Indian of when you mash eggs, especially the yellow, falls apart over here? What happens inside the Sugyot Chinah Gemara? Teichen. Mamash doing Teichen on Shabbos. So there's a sefer Oitzes HaShabbos. He goes to this question by Riches. He wrote to Rishai de Belitsky, according to Chanish, you should have a bayah. And Chaim Belitsky says, yes, according to Chanish, you cannot mash eggs on Shabbos over the Isser of Toichen. Yeah, you mash them into small pieces, they fall apart. He says also, it's Chinah Gemurah. Right, there'll be no heter mashing eggs. Correct. Right, there'll be no heter. If you do a Shinah Gemurah, if you do, if you find the case of a Shinah Gemurah, you can start getting involved with the two levels of Shinah over here. If you ever use a pestle and a mortar, someone's trying to tell me if you use pestle and mortar, that'll be the Shinah for the eggs, because no one ever does it that way. You can argue the point. You can hear, where's the Shinah Gemurah over here? But the Sayyid Shemai, there is no heter of Nakdula Karka, no heter of Alter, you cannot mash eggs on Shabbos. Meister, the Oitzah Shabbos wrote Rabbi Yehuda Shapiro Zatzal. He wrote back that it's a question of Chazanish. The Chazanish said, Meister, you are allowed to. His Yisrael will have to get back to. As he holds that since it was a liquid, and now the eggs, and he cooked it, he made the case of a salad, it's Chiba B'nei Odom, you have the head of Ein Toichen Nacha Toichen.
Wow,
we'll have to get to it. That's first what he says.
So wait a minute, so the bottom line is...
Well, it's step by step. But Yom Zilber, they ask him this question. You want to say the Chadish only wants to argue on the sugya of La'alter, not argue the sugya of Stam, Stigznak to Lekarto, Yeshlod, and so on. Maisa, first, the idea of the Chadish that he wants to make out Ein Toichen Acha Toichen, we point out he does not hold it but clothes even by pieces unless he material for La'alter. But Maisa, look over here, he doesn't hold any head of La'alter. So, can you hold our Rishonim against? You have to answer Yishalmi. So Yishalmi, exactly how is that so? He answers Ein Toichen Acha Toichen. That's Aleph. What? He holds no heter v'alter at all by the Chinah Gemara. So where's the tzir from here? He holds by pieces that are small, we make Ein Toichen Acha Toichen and not make only tzir for alter. Here we don't have a tzir for alter, so why is he making for it? Kasher. Aleph. Void. There is no heter of Tchina Gemurah by the altar.
He says it clearly?
Yeah. But he says, no, he says, it's Nezer Kainim. He writes, the Nezer Kainim is the altar. There's no heter. It's Nezer Kainim. Say it be Cheshver. Again, he has a heter. Tzir for the altar. Tzir for the altar. And also, he said, Pshat, not like the Goyin. He said, Pshat is like the Mishmur and the Taz. Isaac, even ask upon us. We hold the Maisa that Chura, to mash something, you're grinding it up over here, it's Chinah Gemurah. Why, according to us, the Maisa is a mutter? Who said by us that things are not to the Kaki of Enter? I don't see any clear that the Maisa would come along to argue with the Chanish on this idea that things are not to the Kaki we have Enter. The Maisa, you could say, first of all, we have a Minig Oilam, that maybe this, Oilam Abana does, but the Chura could say maybe we have a Minig Oilam we make, besides the Sugar of the Altar. That means we already have over here the Green. And the Moshe and the Prima Godin, they disagree with the Chanish. We have a head to the altar, not the Chazanish.
But then he says, but then she allowed to the altar. He gave you another reason. But bottom line is, okay. Yeah,
we'll get to Sugya Toichen Acha Toichen. We'll get to his bottom. We'll get to
the Chazanish. He chopped eggs in himself.
Again, Rav Shai Dablitsky says there is no heter. Chanish, they said, they asked him, said, you have a head to Toichen Acha Toichen. Well, to get to what that means over here. But they can take these third of here. Do we have a head to things in Nakdula Karko? Mitzad the Chanish is no heter. Mitzad not dula karka. Mitzad us, I'm not clear. We will even argue on this concept. Maybe we also agree. There's no heter. Things not dula karka. I with the many other mices to mash it. Can answer. We have a heter to the altar. Oh, the baya is we hold that we should be machmed to gedolus kitzas by the cases that are at the altar. That means if our heter by eggs mitzad the altar with the gedolus kitzas. So maybe over by us to give itself the sheet to the goyin. The goyin holds. The idea of things that are not dula karka, where's the heter coming from? Now I'm coming inside the heter of a builder of things that toichel v'oichlin, that might be machloikis, and therefore things that not mean dula karka, you have a heter. Maybe this side is like for ma'amr. Just like by ma'amr, there's no issa of things that are not dula karka, who are in the case of toichel issa. Then we don't need a build up of toichel v'oichlin. So maybe we can start the green sheet over here. Void, maybe we can start the idea of the chanish, ain't toichel nacha toichel. Maybe somehow a liquid is solved in the category of toichel nacha toichel.
Or maybe
you can start with the idea that we all get the Chanish. There is a head to be masked in the Gemara that things not do the karko. That means they're making three tzurufim and it's clearly meaning oilam to be mekel. Now, if you are a Chanishnik Yishlodin, otherwise the oilam of Yishlodin is mekel, the Shlodin you seem to even discuss it.
Why are you Yishlodin?
I hear.
The Yiddish said you're allowed to smash the eggs.
Okay.
I never saw him eating it, but I saw it checking it out. Always
so for us, we can crumble an egg, but only the omelet.
Yes, which is a stand away. What are you doing? As an egg and symbol, doing anyway. Some will also. Before you have a hetter la'alter. We I said three tzurufim over here. One ma'aser megaros to be mekel. Can we either have a hetter la'alter? Maybe ogin the chaznish and al tzurufim gamri. Void. Maybe think get in toichen nachon toichen. However, in a case example, let's say somehow you take the liver and want to do on Shabbos and make it, mash it up in small pieces. He was never liquid as solid. You don't have a tzir over here. So, and also, so then you get involved with kone chanish, a vand is a problem.
Why is there the cheese?
We'll get to that. The ma'aser kone chanish, there is no het in the gate in case of liver to mash it up. According to us, you could argue the point, maybe it's small pieces. We make it very, very, very small. Tchina gemur, you won't have this hetter. Now take another case, mashing bananas. Now this is the case where the Homo Bucha started from. The Chanish is very clear that there is no heter of la'alter. That means the newspaper wrote the heter la'alter. He says there is no heter la'alter. We know where he says is no heter. He wrote a letter to Benjamin Zilba over here. He writes the Sefer of the Kedim. The only heter you have is Shinigoma, the handle of a knife. Come along Rav Moshe, and before we're ready, Rav Chaim No. And you have to, Rav Moshe really says 3 points in his tshuva. Number one, you, the fact that Chadnish, you want to title the altar, there is no heter, that's incorrect. That's the Prima Godim, that's the Goyin, that Lechur, the Amod, not the way. We have a heter of the altar over here, but clearly, the gate, the cutting things up. Mini Klaisal that way, the Mangaram, Edom, the Mangafakfek, he ends up, that's Mini Klaisal, he ends up, Ulay Bal Nefesh to be Machmer. But otherwise, because we have a heter of the altar. That's number one thing he says.
Is that
number two, no, heter of the altar, Rashba, we Paskin, Rashba. Ran, Ramo, Be'ikri, we pass this way. Bal Nefesh, to be Machmo, we pass this way. This is Minigur already. Aleph. Second, he says, the gate of mashing your bananas, the Chanish, you want to say Nichol Negev Toichen, you're only pressing it together. That's not Nichol Negev Toichen. You should be Maskim, the Mash should be Motor, even a case of whether he held the handle of altar or not. And number three, the fact that you want to say the handle of a knife, Nichol Negev Shinoi, I disagree, it's not Nichol Negev Shinoi, Gomer. Therefore, you should not have the Heter on the Talis Osir. Then he ends off, it's Taiv. To what? Do a handle of a knife. Because according to me, there's no Baya, a mashing a banana. And according to the Chanish, you'll have a heter beside a shinigomer. Otherwise, let's just preach live from over here. That means it comes out that he owes the gate to mashing a banana. The reason why it's mutter, number one, he says, you have a heter of the altar. And number two, he says, now you're going to get a Taichen over here. Just pressing it together. The Chanish says, no, do a case of a shinigomer. And even if that is a mavuch among the achoinim, is a dafki, is made by the case of a tinuk. For a child, what's time he's making for old people over here? Take a similar case to this cost, an avocado. Can a person take it and mash it? So, those want to know, first of all, you want to do the case of a shinigomer. What is the case of a shinigomer? Is it the fork? Is it the handle of the fork? Now that symbol, what exactly, where is the shini over here? Now, if you go with those who disagree with the chaznish, you have a heter altar. People doing it, they make it, they're on the altar. You go like the chaznish, the chora, there is no heter over here. And you get about what a case of shina over here is. Also, you get about exactly, are you pressing it together? Nobody. Shina gomer you need. You're shina gomer. But are you to get about with?
He
says it, not enough to get a shina gomer.
Because this time, because that's how you always, it's not enough.
It's better, a person would rather do the case of a handle over the case of a calf. And not discussing a fork, could be a fork, you'll disagree. But it's discussing the case of a calf.
Turning over a plate,
turning
over the back of a fork.
So if you can do a case of a shinigomo, it might be motor. But otherwise, stamazoi. Now you could get involved with sometimes you can argue the point, what's avocado, you're maybe just pressing it together. But I think if you take the fork, you go all the way through, that's called breaking apart. You want to have a heter la'alter. So again, it comes out and you get to a sigur of la'alter. You also have nocha baya for us. La'alter, we're not really mekel. We all nocha do gedel chasas. That means you have to, the case of your avocado, make it a little bit bigger over here. Ulai.
It's
not this. Make what?
It's
not this. No, like I said, if you put your fork all the way through, if you just press it down, that's not toichen. But if you want to put it all the way through, it's like the only het you have is the sugya of the altar. The altar you have to do nachin, do gedolus ksas, do the case of a shin over here.
In the second time, you're mishin kushecha.
I said if you push it all the way through, it's not kushecha. He agrees it's not all the way through kushecha.
Once you do this test, right? You have to do
shkachas. Yeah, because you'll know how to altar.
Yeah,
You need tzir if the goth, that's with the altar. No, it is. Again, the Bialocha says, and Mishmur speaks out, you have to have, there are three levels that we were pointed out. It's out of the parsha, then somebody that's goth ksas and needs tzir for the altar, then you have the altar without even goth ksas. Goth ksas is, that's not with. He held. Okay. What comes out? We cannot. We can do it. Chinuch Gemara comes out.
Can't have a special.
That's the question, in general. What to find? Gelaksas. No. We come out. The Elam is makel on the things of the alt over here. Now you could be. You can make it here for us. We'll come on to argue the chazan. What?
Yeah, I go to the mushroom. He's
going to ask him
all the way down. All the way through.
Okay. So again, make a genuine idea. Maybe they had to alter. Again, somehow reason. So again, we point out already that Amoin Am is Mekel alter. We're not sure what Gilad Kassel here is. We seem to be Samech upon the Ramah, especially things where Lachila, not in the case of onions and garlic. We seem to leave the Tzibur. We tell them to make a drop bigger, drop different, and we leave it as is. We have a heter altar.
Why
we have Rashba. We have a heter. According to Mishabru, again, according to Moshe, we have a heter altar.
Why
we make a Moshe the Chanesh, we have a heter altar.
Even
at our point, we go all the way down for our Yes, again, what Moshe says. No, again, what Moshe says, the minig oil to be made, the oil. We point out, we leave the oil with Rashba. He himself brings down the minig to seem to be made. He says, nothing to go that's nothing. Fine, again, it came out over here. They get the question of doing Tchina Gemura, there are things that are not Dula Karko. Then, according to Chanish Luchoy, you have a great question. What is this heter? Also, Luchoy, we have a heter, maybe of Altar, maybe Ogden Chaznish. Also, maybe you have the Gain Sheet over here. Besides the Tzir of the idea that we don't need to come out, the idea of a build up. They get things that are not Dula Karko. Again, the Chanish won't have the heter. We, the Mises, seem to either make a Gdol Ksas or some will make upon the Raj for the and the Ran, we have a heter altar. Next Shlav. To take something that's cooked, that's fully cooked, is it really Nichol in the category of something that's smashed over here? And then for you to mash it, Nichol to get up ain't Toichen Nachar Toichen. That means later on in this Simon over here, in Sif Yotes, the Mechava brings down a Rambam. Ram over here says someone has shum boisu melilos, and he wants to be rastikin on Erev Shabbos. That means ground up Erev Shabbos. Helves b'chuset dicho. That means a lot of it, large portion of it, is not ground up. To grind up on Shabbos even iser. Helves b'chuset only schiko. That means only a little bit of it is not ground up. Lachas it's mutter to grind, finish it off on Shabbos. Mutter ligmo b'Shabbos. Says the mechaber, what's the example? Schikas harifos. Explains to Mishru, what is that? You have dice over here that was mostly ground up before Shabbos. You cooked it together. Come on Shabbos, you want to finish off the grinding aspect. Come on the Mechabes as the Maisit Smutter. So we have a Yisrael over here, a case of the Mechaber, that you have to finish off the grinding on Shabbos. But since he ground up before Shabbos and he cooked it, the words of the Chaznish, once you cook it, it takes away the Melechas Tchino and makes it naturally fall apart. And therefore, ain't already it was teichen, and ain't teichen nacha teichen. What? And sif yutes. Sif yutes. And therefore, the Chumash speak out. We have Yisrael over here. Says Archa Shabbos. You have fruits. You have vegetables. They're cooked before Shabbos. They're very, very soft over here. You want to mash them on Shabbos? L'maisit smutter. We're talking about the Shvisha Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, and Yisrael. All this coming down. Now the question is, what does that mean practically? How do you apply this concept? Things that are fully cooked, they're ground before Shabbos, you want to keep finishing grinding up on Shabbos, the mice and smutter. First case, you have potatoes that are fully cooked before Shabbos. Do you have a right to mash them on Shabbos? Is it an Issa Toichen? So the Tila Dovid mice, he wants to be makel. Why? He says, because you're only pressing them together and you're not mashing them and falling apart. Which is a Chiddush over here. Hashi, take the fork, go all the way through. Come on, the Chodeshani says, you know why it's mutter? They're fully cooked. They fall apart. You let them mash them on Shabbos. No problem. The Maisa, they point out, before she's very solemn, Mishnayis, and Mincha Shabbos, and the Moshe, the goes this way, he says, he doesn't understand. Has to be a case over here that you already did a resuk, a tichel beforehand, then you cook it, then you soften it, then it falls up. Then when you mash it, you did not do anything. But take a regular potato that you cooked and mash it, avad nichel negedav toichen. Now, what exactly is the machlokes? You can explain it three different ifanim or three different questions of what the get of this heter is, something that's cooked over here. Number one, what is the sugya of richok? How much is being soft over here? That means, you want to tell me soft, that would be something that's very, very soft. The issue question of kadesi, because of shani and others, you want to have it be extremely soft. Maaseh can argue the point of potato after it's cooked, you pick it up, it's still solid. It's not extremely soft. Maaseh Evan Yisrael says, no, anything that's cooked, that's nichol negedah already, it's very easy to fall apart. Nichol negedah of ein teichen achat teichen. So the one question is something that's just soft, how soft does it have to be? Stam soft or very, very soft? A second question is, the kimta of the mechabe is you ground up beforehand and you cooked it. Do you need the act of the ground up beforehand, or let's say cooking itself, is that enough? That means those who are taino, chodeshoni or for Shabbos, nishma Shabbos, decides that it's so, after cooking it's very soft, that's enough. Says of Karp, the case is you ground it up beforehand, you're missing a small aspect afterwards. So of Karp, look at Shoma Zaman Shmir Shabbos, he says only if you already did the act of miyacha mashing beforehand. So Urcha Shabbos, yeah, by potatoes you have to do it beforehand. Otherwise, no chshivas over here. But generally, don't do it beforehand. That means they're arguing in the Shlomo Zalman that he says you have to mash it beforehand. Why is that you need to do beforehand? Why is the Mechaber says you have to do it beforehand? Is that because you have to mash it with pile? Or no, you need to get the Tetzel Shabbos. At the end of the day, it's being very soft. A third way of saying the question over here is stop. What is the level of being soft over here? Is the idea over here of soft, how far? There's one question over here. You have to, cooking itself is enough. Another question is, you have to mash beforehand. A third question is, how soft is soft? Mice, as far as I see, most farmers say, a potato mice that's cooked over here does not have the heter that it nichol get a toichen achat toichen. Mice, you pick it up, it's still a piece over here, you won't have this heter.
You have
the altar. You have the altar. Fine, according to Nach Chaznish, according to Ramosha. According to Chaznish, he says, Chashash Chiyav Chatos. Tell a person, Chashash Chiyav Chatos, I don't know. Take it a step further over here. Until now, we're discussing things that are cooked. Let's say you have a case that something is very soft, was not cooked. That means a banana is extremely ripened. It's very brown, very mushy. What is that? You have a kato that's very, very soft. Can you take your fork and mash it right through? Without a shinoi, without altar, without the term over here. It isn't in the category of ein toichen achat toichen. So again, when Moshe speaks out, and Mechaim, and Chodeshani, and others speak out, that Beklolius, Peris, Chai do not have this heter. Because there is no heter. The whole heter is after you cooked it, has a smilo. However, they do speak out, but let's say it's so soft in the category that when you pick it up, it doesn't come with it. Sim Shalom Zalman, that's not part of the question over here. Sometimes you can pick up a banana and nothing comes with it, that already is mashed. That is mashed. I, the person, didn't do it. Kosh Baruch Hu did it. You're just as good as a person. Therefore, just like you can mash it and it came falling apart, if you pick up or falls apart, that is completely mashed, and therefore the swarm being down, if it falls apart, then after you want to mash it and it fell apart, which is why you're doing it for Yishlodin. You want to mash because you just want to make a nice mixture over here. Echnami ain't toichen achat toichen. Take another case. Some people have jam with pieces inside, and they want to mash it on top of their bread. Now, when you mash the jam, there's no problem, but there are pieces there. You're doing an act of smearing. Do you have a bayam inside the sugil of Toichen on Shabbos? Are you doing it? Is it the rice over here? So if you're doing it la'alto, according to Chaznish, there is no heter la'alto when you're doing Chinah Gemara. According to us, we have a heter la'alto, we have to gedel its ktsas. You have to know how exactly you apply that over here. Yesh lo'ad. Maaseh Urcha Shabbos says, no. When you get these things that are in the jam, in your jar over here, that's considered soft, fully soft, after being cooked already, according to Mechab and the Maaseh and Smutter. I can argue the point, because mice are real pieces over here. They're not very soft. You can mash
those pieces?
What? You're mashing them. You're mashing them to the bread. You mash them, and you're doing an act of toichen. When you mash potatoes, nothing to get out of mashing. So you're grinding it. That's toichen. So mice, Kavitz Alochas, wants to say like a mice over here. They want to tie down that. He says, take on the bread. That's not nothing to get out of toichen. That's no muhus, no malach of toichen. I got him from Zalman discussing mashing things into bread, the avocado. He said, what do you mean? That's Taricha. Why not? So Moshe over here goes to, like, Kremitz Halachas. I heard him once from Shlomo Zalman. Nothing to get up, taking avocado, mashing inside. Nothing to get an act of Taricha over here.
Avocado is Taricha. Your dad is not.
Avocado is softer.
Now, to go back to the point we said before on the Chaznish, he had a yisoid over here that says something that's a liquid that turns into salad, you have a heter of chiba of bnei odom, ein toichen acha toichen. So, let's try to understand now this aspect. I mean, you went through one aspect, chine gemura, a second aspect of things that are cooked, toichen acha toichen, a third aspect. What is the yisoid of the heter of toichen acha toichen? I mean, first, what we already said until now, we have machlokes rishonim, is the heter of toichen acha toichen. That means the Rashbam and Rav Yisharim say bread grind up, there's no problem. However, they point out, the Rashba's case of the altar is a case of pas. He does not have the heter of toichen acha toichen. We point out that the Ramban, the Ro, the Ritva say, why is the heter pas? Because nichlan ain't toichen ba'eichlan. That means there is no heter of toichen acha toichen by pas. We have machlokes, beikin amo by us in Sif Ches, and Sif Yud Beis, and Sif Tovkov Dal pas in Lekulo. That's how beikin the place can go. Again, the Chaznish and the Chayonim say there is the only heter of Toichen Acha Toichen with the case of Tzirif Altar. Now, what is the Yisoid of the Lomdis, the Havono, behind Ein Toichen Acha Toichen? They're like asking it from numerous caches from the Makaris, Yishamis, the Seftas, Gemaras over here. Just take three different cases they speak out. One, the Rambam, when he's discussed together of the Toldo in Perek Zayin, says one, the Toldo is cutting into small pieces of Toldo of Toichen. The next case he says, you have a loshen shomateches, you have this bar of metal over here, and you want to grind it up, nichlan in an act of toichen. Now, Pashas, number one, the Rambam was not machalik. Pashas also, when you get a bar over here, what happened? First, you had this metal over here that was a liquid. You heat it up, and then you chill it together, you made this bar, and now you're grinding it up. All the way, the Chodeshani says, the Rambam is not machalik, how you got this bar of metal over here. The one you have a heter of, ain't toichen acha toichen. Why say nichlan together of toldo, of toichen over here? The Chor, you have this bar over here that if it came to a case that was a liquid that got together, after got heated up. So the heter toichen acha toichen. One way to ask the question. The second, they bring down this Chor, this seems to be a Yishalmi. In the case of pottery, now pottery is, how do you make? You take flour, dirt, not flour, dirt and water, mix together, and you make a pot over here. Then you take it, and you want to break it apart, and you grind it up. The Yishalmi seems to say, Nichol, in an Issa of toichen. Now it was dirt and water. You made into a kli, and then you're grinding up the pieces of this pottery over here. Why? Ein toichen acha toichen. The third makor, halach we had in the sugya malabin, simin shin beis, and sif zayin. A case of dirt, tit, person has upon his beged. The get the sugya malabin, says the machab over there, that if it's yovish, you have bayam inside the sugya of toichen. Now, how did it dry up? You had some mud and water that got congealed, dried up, and clumped on top of you. So, it was first dirt, came on top of you, now came a piece of mud that's a piece over here, and you want to take it off. It's inside the sugya of toichen. In fact, Kiva Eger, I ain't toichen acha toichen. Those are the three kashas that all the Achronim are grappling with, other kashas. What is the lumnus yisoid ain't toichen acha toichen? So among this form, there seem to be three ways to stand the yisoid. The way the going seems to understand, and the Shvi Shabbos is very clear this way. We know to get the sugya of Shabbos by bishul, ain't bishul acha bishul. Take a kugel that's ready cooked, you put it in the refrigerator on Shabbos, you want to take it out and heat it up on an overturned pan or on top of your chulin pot, this is no problem. The only reason why to do overturned pan, mitzad the suga mechzikim of ashul. Otherwise, mitzad the suga bishul is no iser. I, the maestro, why that's so, you're heating something up, explains the achreinim, the yisoid over here, is since the original state it was raw potatoes. When you cook it, it's not cooked already. Cooked potato kugel. When it cools down, it never loses its original mila that it got out of it. It still remains cooked over here. Mash Enkin, he says, for example, taking water, lav rishonim hold, there is the issue of bishul acha bishul by water. What happens? Take water, you cook it, it's hot, and now when it cools down, it goes back to the original state, it loses its mila, as if command or less, nothing happened over here. Goes back to the original state, won't have mice in the heter of bishul acha bishul. The only reason why the argument in the case of water, Kamlum the Egle Talon points out, by water, if there is the mice a mila after you cook it, all the non-pure particles go out, and still there's a mila over there. So the machlok is by water. But the Sayyid Shabbat is, ain't bishul acha bishul, because the original mila is still there. Again, it's a case of food, they speak out. You take a case of bread. You took the kernels, you ground up, there's flour and water, you make bread. When you grind up into small pieces, it not go back to the stage it was before you made the flour. The mindle is still there. The bread is still there. It's not what? It's crumbs. But it never goes back to the original state of as if it was kemach. Never goes back to that stage over here. So the story over here is why? Ein bishlach, bishl ein toichenach toichen. Mash enke, you take metal, you heat up, comes a liquid, come together again, it goes back to the original state over here. So it's what? It
comes liquid.
Metal comes to liquid, it goes back.
You grind it up?
Yeah. Oh, interesting question, I look upon it. But my see, they want time, it's definitely a category of the, you lost, it's Milo Commander Lester. No, again, the Milo, and you don't see it anymore, when it gets hard again, not the point it goes ground up. You never, the Milo is not there, Commander Lester, you're not because it's ground up.
You grind metal, you didn't lose its value, only if you liquefy it.
Fine, again, when you got came to solid again, it was Commander was never ground up. It lost it, it's gone. It was never ground up, nothing happened. It went back to solid, it lost the Milo being ground up. That's one way of saying it over. The second way of saying it over, the way he goes, and Chaim Nok says in Shulchan, they want to help between the case of Dule Karko and Karko. Dule Karko, thing that grows, when it grinds up, is further more removed from the case of where it came from. Mashenking Karko, Karas, offer, that Maisa will not have the heter of Toichenach and Toichen. The third way of saying it over, it seems to be a Prim Godim, the Chaim Nish goes this way, Mechalk, whether the Chibur is a deitivi, natural, or something that's chiba al dei bnei odom. They want tiny thing that naturally go together. So then, when you grind up, you do an act of toichen. Well, mashenkin, in a case of pas, who put it together? The person. The person puts it together. Chiba bnei odom does not have a milo being a chiba. No milo, unless it's natural. Therefore, when you grind up, you didn't do any pool over here. Therefore, it's something chiba bnei odom, not nothing to get a toichen. Let's take one case over here. Where the chernim try to apply these as far as over here. Can you take chocolate today and grind it up? Put on top of your food. So say, let's go through the svaras. As the svar ain't bishlach bishul, the original state is still there. That means it went from cocoa beans, then you ground it up, made into liquid, made into powder, then from powder into liquid, then you add some milk and some sugar, and you make a chocolate bar over here. When you grind it up, it went back to cocoa beans over here. Went back to the case over here, the powder over here, did not go back. Still has the Milo, it still has cooked, full of chocolate over here. The Milo is still there. So there's no bayav, ain't bishul acha bishul. It's like Dula Karko versus Karko. So should be motu also, this is Dula Karko over here. It's that idea of Chibur v'nei Odom, Maisa Nichol the category, it's not a Chibur. Who made the chocolate over here? The person. The Chura, who made the Chibur? The person made the chocolate. According to all three Mahalchim, the Chura, grinding up chocolate should be motu. Live the Shmir Shabbos. The Maaser is Mekel. You want to question Chaim? He said the Maaser is Mutter. It's real. Klolim and Chaz Ish. I'm the Yochun. Others bring down Mutter. Maaser. Tell the Sheni. The bring down is Orcha Shabbos. A couple of them bring it down. They say it's a Pella. Whether it's a Yom Shabbos, Shmir Shabbos, Maaser Shabbos. They come along and say the Orcha Shabbos. He wants to be Machmer. He's not correct. Maaser. He wants to be Machmer. And now see also the Kerevitz Alochus. Mishmul also. Maaser. He wants to be Machmer on chocolate. And the way the Orcha Shabbos, how he says over what he machmer, the Chura, all three svaras, the Maaser to be Mekel. He says, you have to understand that even according, he come along with the Malach of the Chazanish. Chazanish holds, you said over here, is a Chibur b'nei Odom, not Nichol Negedah of Chibur. But the Maaser, he says, to be Maaser to that, it's only when a person did not go back to the original state of the hardness that it came from already. But let's say it's Chlita back to the original state, even the Chanish, the Maaser agrees, what's the side of Chibur b'nei Odom? What's the bottom behind Chibur b'nei Odom? Chibur b'nei Odom is not a real Chibur, it's very shvach over here. But you do an act of a Chibur that Mamish goes back, the Mamish, the Matzav HaKlid that was beforehand, that's not in the category of what? Of Chibur of the Bria. The mind of the Chibur of the Bria that's so stark, so strong over here. They ever want a Taino to running up chocolate, you have a Bayam inside the Issa of Toichan on Shabbos. Step by step. He says, like metal, he times like metal goes back to original state. Step by step. So, Maisha, we actually, if I remember correctly, wrote to Rav Rubin a bunch of questions of what he said. This is the first time he didn't answer us, and afterwards, numerous times he didn't answer us. Maisa, first thing we are saying, Yeshachal Karpe. But the case of metal goes back to the original state, the Mamish Commander Lesso. Over here, a chocolate is different than a cocoa bean. The cocoa bean, the Maisa, is very hard. Chocolate is much softer. Not only that, you take some heat, and the chocolate melts. Go over the bean, put some heat over there, the bean, the Maisa, would not melt. So one of the things that's from Esk upon the Chaznish, upon the Orcha Shabbos, the Maisa, it's not true, goes back to the original state over here. It does not command less, it's as strong as the Chibur was before him. It's not as strong as the Chibur. The Chibur of Maisa is much softer. It might just melted over here. That's Aleph, Esk upon him. A second thing is, you look around this forum, command every Sefer says, again, when you have pills on Shabbos, you have aspirin, Tylenol, you want to grind it up, Maisa it's mutter. Ain't Teuchen Acha Teuchen. One of the people who says it is the Orcha Shabbos. I don't know a chilik in Sfara between chocolate and pills. For the same kashiach over here, same harness over here, you make on pills, for the same level should be negated chocolate over here. Same concept.
Pills, you connect two different things together. It's not the original form.
Who you want?
The chocolate itself.
And everyone want to know, acid chocolate or matter chocolate?
The chocolate is going back to the original form more than pills.
It doesn't go back to the original, not to cocoa bean. It goes back to the hardness over here.
But it's different than pills.
I don't.
Different ingredients stuck together.
So it's chocolate.
I know. Fine. Void. The Chodashani who follows Malchus Chazdish, he comes over and says, "Yes, I war by the case of Matarches. When the Chanish Shemaisir should be water, the Chibur ought to be liquefied to come back together." Person doing it over here. He wants to say a Chiddush over here. They get to melting things. Maisa, that's not making the category Piruim. That's not pieces. That's still a Tzuas Mashka. That's shalom, that's complete over here. Does not have a mile being toichen over here. That means the Chodashoni had the same problem with Matechas, not saying he's saying the Orcha Shabbos. He said the Maisa, why? Because melting is a different category, does not have a mile being toichen, not a toichen. Void, take a step further. The Chanan says, why can you mash eggs on Shabbos? Ice nakdu le karko, chine gemuro. He says, you know why? You're changing it from a liquid to a solid. Now this is more, this solid over here is more kishri, more hard, more chazak over here. Then once in the case of a liquid, come up and say, that's the same why the mice is mutter can ain't toichen and toichen. So why that Masha Enkid or Khashab is saying it goes hard, it goes back to it loses its smile because it's hard again. Who the Khanish himself disagreed by the case of eggs. Void, we asked him Khan Knievsky, and I think he knows Malach Hasanish. Mice he says he make on chocolate. If you want to be technical about it, as Pital Lochal, you want to tell me by chocolate machoikis. That means go like the egg like tala paiskim in bishlach bishul avadits mutter. When the Chanish of Maisi wants to say in Maisi, it's also. Maisi can be served the sheet of Ein Teichel Ba'eichlen. That means we know Ein Teichel Ba'eichlen Machleikis. We pass it Chayyip and be served the sheet numerous times. Let's be served that sheet over here by Shukal and Maisi's mutter. They said six reasons over here, either to argue or at least why a person can be makel and grinding up chocolate. Again, when I spoke to Berkut about it, the Maisi wanted to be Chosh to be Machmer. He said practically it's not much of a difference. He says he wants to know when you peel it or when you cut it, making over here what they call they shave it, the twirls over here, he tells that's not nechel get a toichen. Toichen means you have to why thin pieces, that's not toichen. Not making very, it makes this small way, dice, slicing and dicing, that's not toichen over here. Slicing, who says it is slicing? He said making, he told me that shaving piece of chocolate not nechel get a toichen. I think what he means, slicing not nechel get a toichen. He said, what are you talking about over here? Killing something, what's this anyway? What's the problem anyway? Now you could ask, if so, we're saying ain't toichin by things that not like do the karko. They have a person that can take cheese and a person can grind it up. Why do you say, how is cheese made? You take milk, you put a maimon inside, and then you're making the case of cheese over here. Why do you have to have toichin acha toichin by cheese? Why do you have to come on to the singular by cheese and not do the karko? Just say by cheese, the hetter is because ain't toichin acha toichin. People come discuss this question, that's Tzorachian. Says Rav Nevinzel, in a chlam, you have two aterim. It's not to the karko, and ain't toichen acha toichen. Maisa Shvisha Shabbos, the Chayim Noah, the Chodoshonim, they want to answer. No, taking a liquid, turning it into a solid, is not nechon the partial liquid of toichen, and therefore there is no heter of toichen acha toichen. Who said a svar mamash vakert? Chaznish. He says, taking eggs from liquid to solid, avadiyah the heter of toichen acha toichen. Oh, it's supposed to be over here. Yes, Lord. End up with one last case. On Shabbos, people have cornflakes, and they want to grind up and put it sometime on top of the cake, make it look nice over here. Can you grind up cornflakes on Shabbos? And the answer is very simple. It depends what bracha you make upon it. If you know the mitzvahs, that means if you take, they say, real cornflakes, Kellogg's, the way how they make it is they take the corn, they press it down, and since it pressed down, what bracha you make upon it? Hadomo. To grind that on Shabbos, you don't have to have a Mash Enkin by Telman, they say, is ground up into Kamachna flour, then they reconstitute it into making a case of a flake over here. Then to ground up in Shabbos, you'll have a hetiv, ain't toichen acha toichen. That means you'll make on that a bracha of shahakal. However, if you sometimes people make a bracha of shahakal, they don't know the mitzias over here. They don't know. You know how it was made. Was it grounded or was it pressed down? For those people, you'll have no raya and no hetiv to act a toichen. You'll be chalishish. You have to make a shahakal, be king, grind on Shabbos. That means if you know the mitzias, then you'll have a hetiv, you make a bracha of shahakal over here. Now just end off. There's a Nefesh HaChaim in Shah Aleph. He writes, some of the people do things incorrectly. Do Averis, who am I, what's the difference, how much Koiches do I have? So he says, you have to realize, he points out the gate to the Chorban, Nebuchadnezzar, Arosho, Tis Arosho, how in the world are Machri of the Beis HaMikdosh? Betzem, he says, they have no Koyach, and they did not do any Begam, any Kilkul, Klal, to the Beis HaMikdosh. Because they have no koyach, who are they? They have no shorish al-yoynis. They are nobodies. Now how in the world did they come along to destroy the Beis HaMikdosh? He says the Metzius is, every time a person does an Avera, there's a Taitso, and Kaviyochel and Shemaim, the Mikdosh al-yoyn, it gets slowly destroyed. And therefore, over time, when Kleisel does Averis, the Mikdosh al-yoyn might get destroyed. Since they get destroyed, it means down when it says, Eichu Abasi, Toichen Acha Toichen. It's already ground up in Shemayim. Once it's ground up in Shemayim already, then they come along and they grind it up, but they're doing nothing. They have zero, they have no koiches, they have nobody, they're zero. Efes, they have no shorish al yoynis. We did it. It's us. They're doing toichen acha toichen. You have to realize the koiches you have over here. You're the pulo. You're the one doing it. It's the people over here, not the goyim, don't play upon them. They're just a shliach. They're just an act toichen acha toichen, which has no milo. No, that's commander lesser dummy. You're the one doing it, it's your Christ over here. Let's show me much of the Sigil Flush, Slovo.